Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show.
We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Got a lot of response from this kissing your kids on the mouth.
Really?
From Hillary Duff.
What's everyone saying?
It's mostly people are saying it's okay. And a lot of people that still do it. I'm a 35-year-old man. I still peck my mom on the lips. I'm 37. I still kiss my mother and father on the lips when greeting them.
It's different for everybody.
Like, who are we to judge? That's the way you show affection. It's not romantic.
I know. I like it because then you see grown adults. Like, I've been in relationships with men. You can tell that they weren't shown affection when they were young because they have a hard time with it as an adult.
Right.
I'm 29-year-old female, and I still kiss my mommy on the lips, and I'll continue to do it until I don't have the chance.
Amen to that.
Or I'm a teacher, and it is a little weird when parents kiss their 9-year-olds on the lips when they drop them off. I think it's different when if you don't have kids. Or,
well, she's a teacher. She sees kids every day.
I know.
But it's just, you know, it's like what you do in your own family. That's normal for you. So when you see somebody, ooh, what's that?
Yeah.
That's normal for them.
Right. I mean, Kelly's family, you say, I love you every time.
Every single time.
They talk on the phone.
And people have noticed that about us. And we were like, oh, that's just, y'all don't
do it, but I don't do it every single time.
I remember being little and trading back rubs with my dad. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Being a little girl, and he would like tickle my back, and then I would do it to him, and that's not weird. It wasn't weird. It was just like sweet.
Having kids is the coolest because they will scratch your back and start to give you rubs. But my son is learning how to give scratches, and I don't know if I still have the scabs.
You do? Oh, no. Oh my gosh!
So he went a little hard.
Yeah. He needs to take a class.
He went up. I was like, what was that? He goes, I'm scratching your back. I was like, no, you clawed my back. That is completely different.
Talons.
So he left his talon mark. Is it still there? Yeah, I feel it. A new father here at the studios, Nick Adams.
Yeah, hey, guys.
We're going to turn on your mic first, Nick.
Hey, there I am. Hey, guys.
Hey,
yes.
Nick.
3 months
Davis?
Old.
Three.
Little
yeah.
Davis.
Davis, 3 months
Pretty
old.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, he spits up a lot, which is neat. Love it.
You going to kiss him on the lips?
I don't think I have yet. I don't think.
You haven't kissed his little baby gums?
I don't think so.
No,
I haven't kissed my baby's
gums.
In the mouth.
Oh, you got to kiss those baby gums.
You
That's
to,
weird.
Dude.
No.
Yeah. No, it's not.
No.
It's such sweet sugar. I bet you your wife has. Blair
maybe.
Has kissed
maybe.
Those baby gums.
I kiss him on the cheek and stuff a lot.
You
I kiss
get,
him
no,
on his
you
head
get
and
your
everything.
Mouth inside his mouth and let him suck on your lip a little bit. It's so sweet.
I kiss baby's cheeks that aren't mine.
That's weird. But in so that's past the lips.
Oh, no, you got to suck on their little gums.
Oh my gosh.
No, I didn't do that.
No.
You sucked on Emma Kelly's gums?
Kiss her gums. Kiss her little baby gums.
That is so funny.
I've never heard that before.
I wouldn't do it to your child. That would be inappropriate.
Right.
But to my child, don't worry. If I hold Davis,
sure.
I won't go for the gums.
I feel like sucking gums is a lot of effort.
You just, well, they open their mouths like to nurse.
Well, Kelly also,
and you just go kiss them.
Kelly also
weird.
That she sees babies and she just wants to lick them.
I just love licking them.
Yeah. Or eat them.
That only happened once.
You wanted to bite them. That's a scientific study, though, that proves that it's okay. It's normal for us humans.
It's normal. It's not okay.
Well, yeah, don't bite
strangers'
them.
Babies.
Yeah, don't do that. Sucking gums.
I'm going to ask Claudia, my best girlfriend, if I can kiss Sid's gums.
Weird. That's
I think you should only do that with your own child.
Yeah, right, probably so.
So maybe, Nick, in the future, we'll get to that. I don't know about the gum licking, but...
But I'm here to talk about binge watching, guys.
Yeah, you get to do a lot of that now that you stay at home with the kid, right?
I do. And the cool thing is, since my kid's so young, I can still watch the inappropriate shows because he has no idea.
Oh, that's the best.
What age do I have to stop?
When they start talking.
Start talking?
Yeah.
So I got a good solid year or two.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because then they'll start repeating stuff.
And I love kind of the state that TV is in right now where you really can not have cable. You can just cut everything and just binge watch everything. You can just have Netflix. You can just have Hulu and still be probably even more entertained than you were with 1,000 channels.
I'm meeting more and more people that do that.
Yeah, my best girlfriend, Mackenzie, doesn't have cable. Mm-hmm. And so it's funny when she comes to my house to watch football games and things like that. She's never seen any commercial that comes on. Like the Raccoon Geico commercial that I think so funny when they're in the trash. She's like, what is this? Yeah, we actually will sit and watch commercials.
She won't let you fast forward. Wait, this is good.
Yeah, that's the only thing you miss out on are seeing all the commercials.
And so I wanted to give you guys and our listeners some ideas of what they can binge watch over the holidays because we're going to have a lot of free time on our hands.
Yeah.
And this is good for if you don't really like hanging around your family. This is something that you can do to pass the time. Or if you like your family, you can watch it with them. or you can have something to talk about with them. So it comes in handy pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, the show that my wife and I want to binge watch this break is going to be This Is Us.
That's on my list.
Yeah.
It is so good.
I don't want to.
It's a sappy show.
That's what I don't want
it
to
It really is.
It's sad.
But not in a cheesy way. It's good.
It's pretty cheesy, okay. But it is good. I mean, they're not doing anything wild and crazy. There's lots of cool twists and turns in the show, but there's not crazy car chases or
right.
There's not anything.
It's real life stuff.
It's real life, and it follows a family. It does a lot of cool flashbacks, and it's really, really good. It got nominated for a Golden Globe for Best Drama, and Mandy Moore got nominated too. She plays the mom on the show.
And she's against another or one of the actresses in her
yes.
category.
I don't remember the person's name though. There's a her daughter on the show is a plus size actress who's really good.
That's who got nominated.
Yeah, her struggles of losing weight, and she's dating someone, and they're both struggling to lose weight together. And so it just follows each member of the family and their personal lives. It's really good.
You're all caught up on that one?
I have not watched the finale, which I hear was great. So I need to finish that.
Netflix?
It is going to be on Hulu.
Hulu.
It's on, I think, NBC. Right now? And it's really good. It is a sappy show, but people are loving it. And it's one of the most watched shows on TV right now.
Okay.
And then other things I just want to refresh your memory on of things that people were talking about this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Westworld on HBO.
Mm-hmm.
It's the most watched first season that HBO has ever had of one of their shows. And they've had Sex and the City, Game of Thrones, all these shows that
Sopranos.
Are giant, Entourage, Sopranos. And for some reason, people love it. I haven't seen it. But it's set in a very futuristic world.
I have seen a few episodes. I did it the wrong way. I've watched the last three, so I need to go back. But there's a lot going on. But Anthony Hopkins is the star of the show, and he's just a powerhouse. But, it's set in the future, but people can buy these trips to go into the Wild Wild West. There's a lot of other stuff going on because they've created these robots, and they actually think they're real people and alive, but they're in the Wild Wild West. So, like, JC, you could take a bachelor party to the Wild Wild West and shoot people.
Go in a gunfight and stuff?
Yes, yes.
Wow. Do they shoot back, the robots?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
So you got to get
on actually happens.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, Westworld.
Westworld. And then another show people couldn't get enough of was The People vs. O.J. Simpson. The show that was on FX.
Okay, so
I have them all saved.
Is that going to be on?
That is on the FX app. So if you have Apple TV, you can just get the app.
I have
app
got Apple TV.
Yeah,
you can
FX.
Buy the episodes on there. I watch that. It's great.
And it's really good. That, again, is another show that's nominated for every award possible.
Okay, I might do that one.
The ESPN OJ docuseries was my favorite.
Yeah, that's called OJ Made in America.
Yes.
And it's on ESPN. Again, you can get that app on your Apple TV or something like that. It's really good. And it's something I like following the OJ stuff because it's 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. And so I haven't heard tons of OJ stuff.
You were what?
Until recently.
Really young.
You know, until recently.
You were 8 years old. I don't know how old you are. But
And so it's really cool going back and just to see now with time, now that time has passed, looking back on everything and seeing how it played out in real life. It's
all
pretty
trial.
Great.
I mean, it's all real footage and interviews with the lawyers that were part of the case. It's
I love that.
Very compelling.
Series. Yeah.
And some other thing, another show that people were talking about a lot, Stranger Things, Hello. It was great.
Oh,
Kelly watched it.
I got to get on Stranger
Things.
Yeah, because it's coming back. You got to be ready.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, man, it is so good. And
that's
it
Netflix,
you.
Right?
It's Netflix, and it's really cool. It's got a neat 80s vibe to it, but it's got slick camera work. It's got, it looks nice. It looks like it's made in 2016, but it has a cool old feel to it, which is nice.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Gilmore Girls. Everyone was talking about it.
Yeah, how come everybody's talking about that?
My wife loves Gilmore Girls. She just got on it because of Netflix.
Uh-huh.
And then, oh, cool. They're coming out with a new season. So they just added a few more episodes that people are loving, and there's speculation there could be another few episodes coming out. So
I never watched the original, so I guess, but all the originals are on there.
They're on Netflix, yep.
So you can find out what all the buzz was about if you missed it first.
And they talk really fast on that show. That's kind of
that rapid fire Dawson Creek delivery.
Yes, that's kind of one of their gimmicks on the shows.
Yeah.
They do a lot of fast talking.
Yeah.
A show that I love to talk about is Parenthood. I always suggest it to people. It also stars Lauren Graham, who is in Gilmore Girls. Parenthood is on Netflix. It's another simple family show where it follows the individual lives of different family members, and it's really great. And it has 6 seasons, so you can kind of get lost and just watch that for a really long time. And that's what I like about binge watching is you can watch if it's
as many as you want.
Maybe if it's Dexter and there's 8 seasons of it, you could just watch Dexter for 2 months if you wanted to, and you're completely entertained. You love it. and then you move on to the next one. It's kind of
that was the hardest part since I watched it in real time was having to wait.
I feel like I watch just comedy stuff, like the sitcoms. Like the shows that I've been watching a lot are American Mom, like I was talking about, The Goldbergs, and then Empire. Those are my top three shows that I watch a lot.
While we're on comedies, great ones, Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt on Netflix. It's got two seasons out right now. God, it's really good.
I don't watch any.
I know.
Well, you're always working at the bar.
I don't watch it. Nick, you've met 1, 2, 3, four, 5, 6. I've written them all down.
I have a list of like 30 on
it. I have not watched one episode of these.
Another really great show to watch if you want a smarter comedy is Silicon Valley. It's on HBO. It's about some tech nerds getting together, and they're just in someone's house making this cool new website and app. It sounds maybe not that great, but it is
hilarious.
So funny. It is really, really good. And again, it's an adult show. Yeah. Probably not going to watch most of these around your kids. Okay. And something that this last one I'll leave you with, that for some reason everyone in this office has started watching the show Shameless. It's a show that's been on Showtime for years. It's on Netflix now. You can check it out. But for some reason, Trey's watching it. Elena, Anna, Amy, I think Caroline and Justin are going to start watching it. It's really, really funny. And for some reason, there's just a big resurgence of this show in our office. So
is it because it's now on Netflix and maybe people didn't have Showtime?
Maybe so. But it stars William H. Macy, and he's just the worst father in the world. And it's really funny. It's got a lot of cool drama in it. It's really, really
Shameless.
Good. Shameless.
Yeah, it is a good show.
It's really good. So check that out. That's what we're watching here in the back.
You'll post a list up at KidNation.com right now.
That's right. And here in, about an hour and a half or so, Justin and I are going to get on Kid TV and talk more about binge watching suggestions.
Your guide,
even more.
Your guide to binge watching.
I have seen a few episodes of Ballers.
Oh, that show's great too, Al.
I have seen that.
Yeah.
I don't know where that ranks in your list.
I didn't write it down, but it is a good one. It really is. Really, it's
a lot of guys like Ballers and Billions. Yeah. I don't know if you watch Billions.
Ballers is sort of like Entourage with some sports.
And I've been a big fan of The Rock, so okay.
Yeah, The Rock's a former player who got hurt and then becomes an agent.
JC, I want you to come back from break having watched at least season one of Narcos.
And Narcos. Narcos.
You don't even have to watch the caption.
I know.
You're fluent.
I know.
When am I going to watch the bowl games, man? The bowl games.
Oh, the bowl games.
During the holiday.
All right, Kid Nation, we do need your help because it is Whatever Wednesday.
All right.
Which means we can talk about whatever we want, including the shows that you're super into. If you want to give us a couple to add to our binge-watching list. Or maybe there's something you missed on the show that you want to talk about. A news story. Perhaps you have tidbit news.
Maybe you have a lead on the perpetrator of our crime that was committed over the weekend.
Yeah. I mean, this is basically for you, Kid Nation. What do you want to talk about? Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Any questions you may have, any topics you want to bring up, it's all out there. We'll talk to you next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hey.
Speaking of having whatever you like, our breaking and entering family can have whatever they like.
Yeah.
You get to meet our breaking and entering family. And Big Al Mac, what is breaking and entering? Because you're the main culprit for a while.
Well, years ago, we started breaking into, folks supposed to get nominated by Kid Nation members. And we would break into a family's house. And these are families that have had a struggle one way or the other. Sometimes a health thing, sometimes a tragedy. And we just try and brighten their Christmas by breaking into their house and bringing Christmas to them when they probably couldn't afford to do it on their own.
Yeah.
And they probably weren't a type of family that wouldn't ask for help. So we've kind of taken it to another level because for years, we literally broke into these folks' houses. We would have people come and take them out of the houses for like an hour, and we would do all the work while they're gone.
Sure.
But we've kind of taken it to another level. You'll hear all about that tomorrow.
Yeah. Tomorrow at this time, you'll get to meet the family.
Yeah.
And breaking and entering.
And thank you guys for helping out, man.
Yeah.
You know, because my
Don and the engineer and
guys that usually break in the house for me, they're going to be away for a little while.
Yeah, they were busy. Al told us he needed help because his boys are busy for the next 5 to 10 years.
Yeah. I mean, that's what happens when you're in that type of work.
Sure. Well, we got it taken care of.
Uh-huh.
Can't wait to show you guys. But now it's time for Whatever Wednesday. Basically, we get to talk about whatever you want, Kid Nation.
It's fun.
Yeah, it is fun. Kelly, a lot of people are saying sucking babies' gums. About the weirdest things I've ever heard.
Oh, I was kissing on them.
But also,
maybe exaggerating with the crazy sucking.
Yes, Kelly, I kissed my baby's gums.
So sweet.
Glad I'm not the only one. I thought
no,
I was the only one.
Oh, they're so gushy, and it's only they're only teeth-free for so long, and you just put their little hands in your mouth and see if you can cram their whole foot in your mouth. I mean, ooh, it's just like these little, you just want to eat them. They're so sweet.
Some lady wrote us and said that she had a stranger come up to her and ask if she could smell her baby's feet.
Oh, that's
she just
creepy.
Wants to
that's
them.
Creepy.
No. Would you let them?
Because no.
Oh, okay.
Because baby smells are just so delicious. But no, you can't do that. You can't do that.
She said she let her.
Well, you feel so awkward. It's a Southern thing.
I know. You got to be nice.
It's a Southern thing. You feel like, oh, they asked me, so I have to say yes. Oh.
There was another lady. She maybe just missed her baby. I don't know.
Yeah. Baby's feet.
Before we take some calls, something that I'm really into right now.
Yeah. What is that?
Charcoal toothpaste.
Huh.
I recently have started looking into charcoal toothpaste. Mm-hmm. Apparently, it's supposed to fix your teeth as you use it. The more you use it, the better your teeth get. It whitens them. It fills in cavities.
Black. Charcoal's black.
Yeah, the toothpaste is black.
The toothpaste fills is black?
Yeah.
Charcoal fills in cavities. That doesn't seem
that's
right.
What the study said, and there was this doctor, this Asian doctor.
So I don't have to get a filling if I have a cavity. I just use charcoal toothpaste?
Yeah, but you got to order
it. What if you just chew
bricks
of
charcoal?
It's time
for Tidbit News.
Based on my findings, you have to order it from I think, Japan or Korea.
Yeah, regulations are different.
Yeah. But it's supposed to be great.
Well, when Colgate gets on board.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Charcoal. I don't want to.
Yeah, I see. It's Japanese.
Yeah. And the doctor says it's great. She's done studies.
Well, of course, she's trying to sell some toothpaste.
Awesome. I don't see brushing my teeth with any Kingsford anytime soon.
Sumigaki Japanese charcoal toothpaste, I believe.
Sumigaki.
Yeah. Sumigaki.
It's on Amazon.
If you want that. $12 bucks for the tube. Tumigaki.
All right.
I'm not sure.
Guess what you're getting for Christmas.
Tumigaki. No, I already know what I'm getting for Christmas because my email came in.
I know.
Get you a bag of charcoal.
I tried ordering JC's Christmas present, and it was so confusing. I ordered from a website I don't normally order from.
Yeah.
And it said, you know, there was no gift option. So when it said the shipping address, I had to put his shipping address because I didn't want to carry it. It was confusing, and then it asked for an email. I was like, well, is that to notify him when it's being shipped? Is it for me? It was supposed to be his information.
Yeah.
So I put his in there, and then I wrote him. I said, JC, you're going to know what you're getting because you're probably going to get an email.
Oh.
You know?
Oh, yeah, I know.
Like it?
I hope you
like
it.
Yeah, good.
You are welcome to take it back and exchange it for another one.
I'm keeping it.
You like that one? You saw the picture?
Mm-hmm.
What is good. It?
We'll reveal it when we give each other gifts on Friday. I don't want to blow Kelly's.
Well, I blatantly just asked him like I was asking for myself, but it was really for him. I was like, do you have one of these?
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, the old Homers left theirs, but I would like to get a new one. I was like, my head, I'm like, done.
6 hours later, I have an email from Home.
Awesome.
Nice. I love it, though. I'm excited.
Oh, good.
Kelly.
I'm glad.
And
if
it's on its way.
You are welcome to exchange it.
Nope, I'm keeping it.
All right.
I need that.
Well, if Kinsey doesn't like it, she's welcome to exchange it.
I'm getting you a bag of charcoal and a toothbrush.
I'm probably gonna need that. All right. Hey, Christina.
Hey.
All right. Welcome to Whatever Wednesday. You had a cool, something bad went down, but then somebody helped you?
Yes. I was at Kane's for Kids Day to support you guys. And lunch, I was in the drive-thru, and my car just died randomly. I couldn't start it or anything. And these ladies there that work for Kiss FM or something, but they helped me push my car out of the driveway or drive through to the parking spot. Aww. So
cool. When
Kids
comes out and helps you, when you're helping us, I'm glad that happened, Christina. Is your car better now? What was wrong with it?
Oh, yes. It was just ignition switch.
Oh, okay.
So it wasn't that bad, but it's doing great now. But I was very thankful for them to help me.
Well, thank you for helping Kids and going to Raising Cane's that day.
Yeah,
thank
very nice.
You.
So nice of you. Every time I thought my car broke down, it was just the gas. You run out of gas. This is weird. Hi, Mike.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to Whatever Wednesday, Michael.
Hey, before my question, I just wanted to say something to everyone. Kelly, congratulations on Alan.
Thank you.
Hello, I'm Alan.
And congratulations on the engagement. Al, I'm sorry to hear about Patch. but anyway, to my question, I can go to all of you, but yes. I'm just going to focus it on JC because I know y'all don't have time to each answer individually. I was just curious, like, what is your day-to-day schedule consist of? Because I know the show is on, at least for me, because I'm East Coast, from 7 to 10.
Uh-huh.
Like, for the rest of the day and, like, early morning, like, what do I do after I get off the air?
Yeah. Well, when we get off the air, we stick around here for a couple, and usually we'll shoot Dish Nation, our TV show, and that's all of us. And then when we get out of here, we try to get out of here around noon or 1, hopefully. And after that, I really just try to focus on hanging out with my kids and my wife, and I go to the gym every day and get on the computer, make sure nothing crazy's happening to prep for the next day's show. And then we watch some TV at night, eat some dinner. I live a very boring life, Mike.
Yeah, very normal.
That's awesome.
It's different for everyone.
Sorry, I know it was random. I was just always been curious as to what y'all's days consisted of.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, Al has all these other businesses, so when he leaves this job, he has to go do that. Yeah. You know, we all have different things we do in the afternoon.
Yeah, my business is the kids.
Detective for Patch.
And yeah.
Yeah, right.
The last couple of days, I was focusing mostly on finding the Patch and the robbers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Thanks for the call, Mike.
Thanks, buddy. Awesome. Merry Christmas, man. Merry Christmas, all right?
Y'all.
You too, sir. Yeah, I think we all have about the same thing going on after we leave, except Al. He goes to the bar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Keeps on.
Oh, man. Sometimes I have
to go making money.
Fix a toilet.
Yeah. Oh, we have a binge watching.
Oh, good.
Jaleel?
Just turn your radio down, bro.
Jaleel?
Jaleel?
Yeah, we can hear you and ourselves.
Oops, sorry.
That's okay.
You're good. You're good, buddy. What's going on?
I've officially finished season 2 of The Flash on Netflix.
The Flash.
I've heard good and bad about that show. Did you like it a lot?
I liked season 1. Season 2 was kind of half and half.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know nothing about this show.
The Flash, it's that dude, the superhero that runs really fast.
Oh, Flash.
Yeah, The Flash.
Oh, okay.
He has his own series now.
Got it.
But it's like everybody has superpowers now.
I don't.
Well, on those shows, right?
Pretty much.
Yeah, you got the Green Arrow show. You got Flash, Supergirl.
Supergirl?
I think they did an episode where they all came together.
Yes, they did, actually.
How was that one?
That was actually not that bad.
Not that bad. It's a ringing endorsement.
Yeah, right?
Raving review here from Jaleel. Yeah, I want to check out The Flash, but okay. I don't know if I'll get super into it. Thanks, Jaleel. Oh, we have a bonus first world problem, though. You guys want one of those?
Sure. Yes.
Hi, Sandra.
Hello. Love you guys.
We love you, too.
Me too, Sandra.
We'll let you do a little first world problem today since you got one for us.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. I drive an hour to work every day, and by the time I get here, which I just pulled into the parking lot, I can't hear your station anymore because it's cut out.
Ah.
And it makes me really sad.
How do we fix that?
You need to either get a, I think you need to get a job closer to your house.
Or,
there you go.
I've seen a couple grandpas with those obnoxious antennas in the back of their cars. Maybe that reaches a lot further.
It's kind of a ham radio, I think. I don't think it's just for like regular.
Okay. All I see is just humongous antennas on the back of these cars. I'm like, are these guys getting reception from like New York or something?
Well, you know, you can always get the app, okay? The Kid Nation app.
But then it takes my data, and I don't have that much data.
Man, you do have problems.
Yeah.
Let's see, what else?
Do you have one of those phone... Does your phone tell you that you have unlimited data, but then you still get charged?
No.
Okay.
Yours?
Yeah.
I think, if I'm not mistaken, I'm looking at our producer right now. Can you hear when you're on hold on the regular request line? Call us when you when the radio starts cutting out. Have Elena put you on hold, and you can listen to the show while you're
on
hold.
Okay. There you go.
Yeah, we're great today. Yes,
all right.
I heard everything.
Good deal. You can do that. You're welcome.
We happy got you back, Sandra. Have a great day.
Thank you.
That's smart, Al.
Yeah, man.
I mean, it'll clog up the phone lines, but why not?
I'm trying to fix problems,
yes,
man.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Hey, Sean.
Hey.
You have a recommendation for us on Netflix?
I do. It's called The 100. I don't want to give away the whole show, but basically what it is the it's post-apocalyptic, like, the word like atomic bombs and everything, like Nuclear war.
Uh-huh.
Like the whole world went to nuclear war. So to try to like save the human race from radiation, they create a space station called the Ark.
Mm-hmm.
And they live on it for a little over 100 years, and something goes wrong with the math, or like they did the math wrong on how long the oxygen supply would last.
They must have had us working on that one.
And so what they do, also the democracy that they have going on up there, every single crime is punishable by death unless you're not 18. And if you're not 18, then they just put you in solitary until you're 18.
So it's a feel-good hit of the phone.
This show sounds like I can't watch it.
It's actually really good. Like, I know it sounds intense, but it's really good.
No, how'd the season end?
Come on, Alan.
No.
This is the guy who ruined The Walking Dead for a lot of people.
And ruined The Voice.
Including myself and The Voice.
Sundance one.
Yeah, so the show's...
Al, why would you do it again?
Dude, the show
the
was
same
all
people
last
aren't listening. You'd have to say, I'm going to give you a spoiler alert. You have to preface it, and then that gives them a chance to...
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
One of the ladies that wrote us said, thanks, Al. I was driving my kids to school. We DVR'd The Voice last night because my kids were doing community service.
That's double spoiler today for Al.
Community service?
And then we're going to get home and watch it.
Shout out.
No, they were doing it because they wanted to.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought they were on probation.
We'll definitely check out the 100, though, Sean. Thanks for the heads up.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Spoiler Al over there. What happened on The Walking Dead? Don't. I know he'll say it.
I was just reading it off the text anyway. Yeah. I haven't seen it.
Yeah. He'll do it. You guys want to close it out with a joke?
Sure.
Why not? It's whatever Wednesday.
Joe.
Yeah.
You have a joke for us?
I sure do, man. I want to ask JC a question.
Okay, hold on.
All right, hold on.
All right,
what's your question, Joe?
JC, what were you eating under there?
What was I eating under there? What?
Yeah. What was you eating under there?
What?
What?
No, underwear.
What was I eating? Wait, what?
Oh, I get it!
You're supposed to say, what was I eating underwear?
Yeah.
We're like, what?
You know what, dude? I screwed
that. I was
that.
Right with you,
I screwed
dog.
That up, Joe.
Yeah,
I got
JC
it.
Messed up.
Underwear?
Underwear?
I'm a short answer kind of guy. That's it.
Underwear? Huh?
Underwear.
Where? You mean over...
Underwear.
Yeah.
Further limbs? Hands?
Oh, my God.
What you got?
All right.
You got a whole buffet table, huh?
All right. I'm going to tell my daughter.
Oh, Joe, thank you. Underwear.
What was you eating under there?
Yes, say it just like he's
underwear.
Where?
Yes, say it just like he's.
But I said right. Where?
Underwear. Okay.
Underwear.
I was
underwear.
Like, I was like, what?
Underwear. You're probably like, underwear.
That's not the answer. But I want. Yeah. But I said where.
Yeah, you ruined it.
That joke really relies on the person you're delivering it to.
Right.
You want somebody that's going to ask some tough questions.
No, you want someone that's going to respond in the right way.
Is there a right way to respond? Because I think where is a proper response. That's how Kelly responded. And Kelly's always right.
Well, obviously the right response is the answer to the joke. The punchline.
Right.
What were you doing over there?
Yeah.
Over where? Yeah. Like, you know.
Well, that's not funny. Yeah.
No, I know. I'm just giving you another example of how you would respond. Yeah. Just changing it up.
Is anybody going to tell Al he has a butt for?
A what?
See, you don't answer correctly either.
A butt for what? Is that what he's supposed to say?
You have a butt for too.
Oh, that's supposed to say, what's a butt for?
Pooping.
Okay, there you go. I see.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
See, you guys don't answer right.
It's the end of the year, y'all. Just in case you're wondering.
We're clawing to the finish line.
The best shows have already happened in 2016.
These are for the ones who listen despite... Just despite, because they just love us anyway, and we thank you for that.
Yeah. This is like going Christmas shopping at Christmas Eve at about 5:30. It's just the leftover.
You're gonna get some soap on a rope.
It's just the leftover. Yeah, at the drugstore.
Yeah. You're gonna get a
So yes, what were you eating under there?
No, underwear.
And I say underwear, but I said what?
Yeah. See, that messed it up.
What?
What?
Huh?
What?
Oh,
I said, what? What was I eating? That's a proper answer.
It was.
Yeah. Thank you, Kelly. Kelly's going to be answering some questions for us.
All right.
It's time for Love Letters to Kelly coming up next with our love expert. Kelly, are you ready?
I am.
Are you in love?
Hello, I'm
I am.
Of course. You're going to get some great advice next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Again, don't forget, tomorrow we bring you Breaking and Entering.
Yay!
By this time tomorrow, you will have already met the family, heard what they went through, and what they received. And you will probably start doing your makeup around now.
Yeah, mascara alert on that one.
We'll go ahead and issue that for now. Because even... I hadn't done this before, but I held up pretty well while we were doing it. But when I got to my car, it just hit.
Yeah.
It's one of those where you just shed a couple tears, man, because what this family went through. You'll get to hear all about it tomorrow. I believe 7 Central-ish. Okay. Just after 7 Central.
All right.
Yeah. You know, cause we might go a little late there on the first break of the show.
Yeah.
We might be talking about stuff. You never know. Kelly, you've been doing this for a while.
Oh, gosh. Kid made me start doing it over 20 years ago. He made me.
Kicking and screaming. You didn't want to do this.
Kicking and screaming. I didn't want to do it. I said, nobody cares what I have to say about their problems or give advice, but apparently he saw something in me.
Yes.
And here we are 20 years later, still doing it.
Yeah.
That's something you're glad you were wrong about. You do great. You give solid advice. All right.
Now I believe it.
Well, let's get to it. Let's do
love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I have been dating my boyfriend for 6 years. We've actually been engaged for 3. Whenever I bring up the marriage talk, he just constantly tells me we're not ready yet. Then he tells me, come on, we're both not going anywhere. Who would want us? It really hurts when he says that. I feel like I'm good enough for dating, but just not good enough to marry. Should I call it quits or just keep holding on to his words that maybe someday we will be married? # in desperate need of advice, Amanda.
Amanda, this is what I would do. Just have a heart-to-heart with him. Say, look, we're starting a new year. Are we going to be married in 2017 or not? Because this is the plan I want, and this is what I want in my life. If you cannot give me that, I love you, but we're going to have to part ways. You're going to have to put your foot down about it. Because he will drag it out forever. He's already told you.
3 years,
I put a ring on you to shut you up the first time. It's basically what he's saying.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to put your foot down, and it's going to be hard. It's going to be painful. You have to start over. But who knows what's around the corner? He might call your bluff and say, okay, let's do it. Boy, isn't that fun to marry a man that does you like that?
So yeah. Good.
All right, if you're going to leave me, I guess I'll go ahead.
Oh, I guess, will you marry me?
You know, if you don't put your foot down, this is the life you're going to lead, is just living in this constant state of ambiguity. What a big word for me to use so early in the morning. So anyway, that's it. Just say, are we going to do this in 2017? Don't come at him with an accusatory or demanding, wagging your finger. Just state it. This is the way it is. This is what I want. And if
There's
you can't
wrong.
Give me that, then it's time for me to move on.
There's nothing wrong for wanting stuff.
No, you know, there's
for
nothing
wanting
wrong.
Your life to go a certain way.
For there's wanting that tradition.
And it doesn't make you a bad person. It doesn't make him a bad person. It's just what you want.
I hate that he clumped her in the who would want us.
Yeah, that's not cute.
Trust me, somebody will want you.
Yeah.
There's somebody out there for you.
Absolutely.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My husband never gives any gifts for any occasion. Not my birthday, Mother's Day, Valentine's. Now, I'm not materialistic, but come on, nothing?
It hurts.
I feel underappreciated and a little heartbroken when I'm asked, oh, what did your hubby get you for your birthday? And my response should be nothing, not a thing. But instead, I sit there and I lie. I lie to avoid the looks or questions or being embarrassed. Are guys just not that caring? Oh, is it my bad luck or am I overthinking this?
No, you're not overthinking
That's
it.
Sad.
You got a bad one. I mean, he might be great. She didn't go on and on about how wonderful he is as a provider. She didn't say anything about that.
She feels
you just got a guy that doesn't have that giving gene, that romantic gene. And a lot of guys are like that. So
but
I'll tell you what my mother used to do.
What?
My dad didn't really, he would say, go buy yourself something and wrap it and put it under your tree. That's what my dad used to do.
But it's still a gift.
But it was still a gift, but it's like, well, you know, she kind of like, but she would do it. And she would open it up on Christmas morning and be like, oh, look what you know, thank you, honey, or whatever. So that's what you could do. It's like, if this is the man, you're not going to leave him over it sounds like. Just go start buying yourself something you want, wrap it up on your birthday or whatever. Oh, honey. What is this? And just make like a bit out of it or whatever and say, thank you so much. I love it. And
maybe he'll even
start
catch
playing
on.
The game and maybe he'll start playing along and surprise you if you have a good attitude about it. And kind of make
usually it's that's a guy's love language is gifts.
Yeah.
And they
it's
want
not
other
his.
Things. Yeah. But if he has another love language.
I would start buying for yourself, going through the rigmarole that it's from him. It's like sending yourself flowers. Just play along. Say, oh, honey, thank you. That was so sweet. Thank you for remembering my birthday. He'd be like, what? And then maybe eventually he might start playing along.
The flip side is he'll start buying stuff for himself and say, oh, honey, thanks. Thanks for the big screen.
No, she is buying for him.
Thanks for my man cave.
That's probably what the case is.
There's nothing worse
than being unfortunate. I mean, it's
unappreciated.
Like,
that's the worst feeling.
It's sad. It's like, I know Valentine's Day is a holiday created by Hallmark, whatever. But it means something to her, you know? Yeah. So even if it is schlocky and you don't believe in it, just do something.
Picking flowers and doing a handwritten note
Anything.
Is just as good on
really
Valentine's Day.
Yeah, really easy to please if you're just thoughtful.
Yeah. That's
what
I miss when I don't have a girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
I miss buying stuff for girls. I really do. I'm like, I need to buy perfume or something for a girl.
I have to stop myself. It's really bad. When I would, before Alan came along, and I would date, and I'd feel like, I finally got one. And I just want to start buying him stuff. You just want to do. Yeah. I don't know why.
Kelly
I'm the same
do.
Way, Alan.
Yeah. Kelly did do.
Here we go.
Yeah, Al used to go to the mall and buy random girls jeans.
Well, that
felt so lonely.
I knew her. It wasn't totally random. And then I went through a phase where I bought a first date girl gift every time I went on a first date.
Yeah, you can't do that.
But I just,
too much.
I just
you have to stop yourself. You're so excited.
Yeah.
Wait till the third date, girl.
Yeah.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
Damn.
There is this girl I like, but she's dating someone. Mm. But she tells me just because she's with him doesn't mean that I still don't have a chance with her. She sounds like a winner.
Is that from
she's
Patch?
Messing with you.
What do you think I should do? What do you think I should do? I'm not about messing up or interfering with a relationship. Thank you, Charlie.
Well, I mean, do you want to be with a girl who is open to dating other people when she's dating someone else? Mm. I mean, just because, you know, she's letting you know she plays around. So if you do date her, that means she's going to be messing around with other guys.
Right.
I mean, if you're in a place in your life where you just want to have fun, ask her out. Have fun. See what happens.
Yeah.
But if that's, you know, I don't think that would be my wifey material.
No, probably
Look at me using wifey. That's a 2016 term that's been pretty hot, right?
Yeah. Wifey,
popular wifey.
If she's been with this other dude for a very short period of time, then you know maybe stick your toe in the pool.
It's one thing to say, "Hey, it's like, oh, I'm dating around. I'm not committed." It's how she is approaching it. You know, it's like she says, "So I'm dating several people or whatever," but it sounds like she's dating this one, but she's sneaking around on the side.
Right,
she's dating someone. It doesn't say. She has a boyfriend, so maybe.
But do you want to be the guy that goes on you go out with her, and then the next day you know you're not with her, and you're constantly thinking, is she kissing another dude right now? Is she on a date with another guy right now?
I get that.
You don't want that.
One thing if she's a woman that says, I'm dating a couple people right now. I'm keeping my options open. That's different than a girl that's like giving you hey.
Hey, now.
You want to hook up? There's a different approach.
Yeah, there's a difference. Yeah. So, we need more info on that one, Charlie. So, sorry we couldn't give you
She doesn't sound like a woman that you would want to see a future with. But maybe if you just want to have a good time, go have a good time with her.
Yeah.
There you go.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I am a single father to a beautiful daughter. I've been divorced almost a year and a half. I found dating to be horrible. I've tried online dating with no success, as most are nuts, but most recently I've reconnected and started talking to a lifelong friend of mine of 30 years. We recently just started talking again and hanging out. I decided to help her with Christmas this year for her two boys and mother, since she has had a hard time lately, and I want her family to have a great Christmas. I'm now finding myself wanting to spend more and more time with her. How do I go about finding out if there's really something there? What should I do, Gary?
Ask her to dinner. Ask her on a date.
Sometimes it's so simple. It's just right there in front of you.
You know, you don't, you know.
Give her money so she can buy Christmas gifts for her family, but I can't ask her to dinner.
A woman loves a man that's just like, kind of like, hey, I'm going to take you to dinner tonight. Ooh,
be ready by 7.
Just tell me.
Yeah.
I love that, you know, and you're obviously doing a lot for her, and she's going to start, if you don't take this in a romantic way, you're just going to be nothing but a sugar daddy. And not even a sugar daddy with benefits.
Right. Can you just get a babysitter and be
right.
like, we're going to have
just
a night
say,
together?
You know what? Yeah. And see where, hey, New Year's is coming up.
There you go.
Hey, get a sitter. Let's go out. Let's start the New Year's Eve, the New Year, doing something fun. You have somebody.
Kiss.
Gosh, you got to kiss somebody at midnight.
Yeah. Yes.
You know? I mean, why not? Come celebrate with me if you happen to be in the area. I'm going to be hosting another New Year's Eve party this year. A lovely
yeah, go party with
holidays.
Kelly and make out there.
Mistletoe.
Well, old
but
Lang
gotta,
Sang place.
You know, you got to ask her out on a date.
You never
know. You're
doing
for her like she's, you're taking care of her. You're providing for her like you're her man. You're acting like her Boaz. Well, take her to dinner.
Boaz.
And see if there's any romance there.
That's Kelly and Alan's nickname for each other.
Yes, he's my Boaz.
Yeah.
And I'm his Ruth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's how you do it, right there. Look at that.
There you go.
If you want to write a love letter to Kelly, you go to kidnation.com. You got a little tab set up there. It's not by the bonus section. That's not, people are asking.
Or the store. No, the store. It's not by the online store.
Bonus section is completely different than the Kelly Raspberry love letters to Kelly section.
Yeah.
Yeah. But write us. We'll read it when we get back because, you know, we'll be on winter break starting Friday. But when we get back, we're going to have so many love letters.
Man.
It's going to be so good. Tomorrow at this time, you're going to have a Rhonda Throwback Thursday.
What?
Hi.
Potluck Texas calling the show, everybody.
Hi.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Kelly and I, during the break, we're talking about gifts for the kids. It's hard shopping for kids.
I had to force my daughter to sit down and Google gift ideas for 10-year-old girls.
But she is a 10-year-old girl.
That's all she wants right is books and art supplies.
How dare you read and use art?
Be creative.
But it's like, Santa is clueless. Santa needs to know.
That's true.
What you, I don't want to. I had to force her. Make my daughter, who has to do this with a kid? Force them to tell you what they want.
Yeah. When does that, because really she used to be able to tell you everything, right?
She's got everything.
She's always been like that.
I mean, every once in a while she'll want something. I'll be like, no, you don't need that.
Yeah.
Between,
you don't need that.
Between you and her, your friends, I mean, she doesn't want for anything. You know
she
what I'm
really
saying?
She doesn't. Yeah. And she really, I mean, I'm so happy very that fortunate. She loves books like she does.
Yeah,
and she does love art. And she's just started like doing these sketch pads where she's designing outfits because we like to watch Project Runway and stuff together like that. So
does she have an Etch-A-Sketch? Is that old school? But I think they're making
She doesn't have an Etch-A-Sketch. She has one of those spiral. Remember the spirographs where you do the
pen, the art thing?
Yeah. I screwed up with my kids because we're talking about the Hatchimals. And I showed my daughter, or I didn't show her, but I asked her, hey, do you know what a Hatchimal is? And she goes, no, what is that? So, being stupid.
You can't get them anywhere.
I get it on YouTube and I show her what it is. And now she really wants one.
Good luck.
Because I'm stupid.
Yeah, I think they got them on eBay for like $20,000. So good.
Yeah. So that's going to be fun to find one. I told her we might have to wait because we already gave Santa the list. He already got it. You can't send it again because he's going to get confused.
You can't edit?
No, once you send it to Santa, it's at the North Pole. I can't ask Santa for more stuff after I already sent him the list because he's going to be like, nah, man, you already sent it
in. There's not like a spot for like an addendum.
Tell us Santa might do a loop around maybe in late January.
Isn't there a Santa Claus clause?
Nope.
It's time for Tidbit News.
With it being the holidays, I have, you know, and us doing some crime solving here.
Okay.
I decided to bring you some idiots from the holidays.
Yay, idiots.
Yeah. I just want to let the robbers know.
That's funny to me. I'm going to bring you some idiots.
Come on.
I just want to let these guys know that they broke in. You will get caught because it happens every single holiday season. You try to do some dumb crime and you get caught. Like the two guys in Kentucky that were outside a restaurant going over the plan to rob it last week. But one of them accidentally pocket dialed 911. And the dispatcher heard everything, called the police chief, who was eating at the restaurant at the moment. So he just went outside and arrested the guys.
Oh,
good for them.
Oh, man.
Or the Nothing? Guy in... Oh, yeah, there's plenty, Al. The guy in Florida tried to steal a TV from Walmart last week. Didn't realize it was a Shop with a Cop event going on inside.
Shop with a Cop.
Oh, my God.
So he was quickly caught and
it's
arrested.
All about timing,
you didn't see all the cars
it?
In the lot?
Yeah, yeah.
Like there's a police party inside.
Right? They're out there. Like, what are you thinking, dude? This guy was trying to solve a crime in Australia.
Oh, good.
He's trying to do what we're doing.
Yeah.
So a guy in Australia found a mysterious clear blob on the beach. He assumed it was a female murder victim's breast implant. So what did he do? He took it to the cops and said, hey, guys, got the case for you. They quickly figured out it was actually a dead jellyfish.
Yeah. Saw that one coming a mile away.
Will it still work as an implant, though?
Yeah. Want another dumb criminal?
Oh, my gosh. All right. Give me one more.
Lady in Florida was busted for shoplifting in Walmart. The item she was trying to steal was a DVD of Magic Mike and a dry salami.
You're so dumb.
Sometimes you like to snack.
For real.
While you're watching a movie. Who says it has to be?
I think what you learned here, you just leave off the in Florida.
Yeah, right? Oh, man.
I love the stories that come out of
Florida. It's all in Florida.
Yeah, I know, exactly. So at this point, it's just
you're
a given.
You're so right.
You know there's like tabs on news. It's like Florida, odd Florida news.
Yeah, yeah. They're out there. If you need a gift guide, we've been giving you a couple here from the people here at the station because they have some great ideas. Elena, our phone screener, is going to come in here and give us her gift guide. What's hot for this season? Okay. She got it for you next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
So we've been bringing you wish lists from the people here, the staff here at the Kid Craddock Morning Show. We already gave you Caroline Craddock's wish list. She hooked you up with gifts you can give your dude friends and your girlfriends and on her blog for mama.
Right.
And now we brought Elena, our selfie queen, who's in touch with all things on the internets.
Hello.
Hello.
To help us out with her wish list.
Good morning.
Good morning, Elena.
I love buying gifts, but I feel like there's a lot of pressure that comes with it.
Yes. Sure.
Especially with your closer friends, because I think, you know, you're expected to know them really well. And half the time, I even have anxiety over it. I'm like, I don't know what to get you. I don't know what to get you.
I get really nervous when I give Kelly a gift. I don't know why.
Why?
I don't know. I feel like you might not like it.
She'll judge you? So mean if I don't
no.
like it?
No.
Because she'll ridicule you for 20 years about the same gift?
I think buying gifts for girls is way easier because we like so much stuff.
There is,
we
there
like
is
makeup
so
and we like, I mean, like you could buy me so many different things because I have a lot of interest. Guys are a lot tougher because you guys buy yourselves what you need and what you want. Yeah. And then other than that, it's like, you know, guys don't like a lot of stuff.
You relate a lot less to a guy for obvious reasons. And I like to, I'll see things throughout the year and take a note of it in my phone and be like, that'll be fun to get, you know, my friend, whoever,
so-and-so.
For Christmas. And I'll make a note of it.
Okay.
Yeah. But I've created, I don't have any men in my life. So I've created mostly
Hold on, Elena.
Notice how she just slipped that in here in the holiday season.
Man.
I don't have a man. And but back to the bit.
Okay. Go ahead, Elena.
Yeah, thanks for feeling sorry for me for a second. Well, I know Caroline separated hers, like, for the dude, for your friend, or for your mom.
Uh-huh.
So I just have a different type of sectioning off here. So I have for the makeup lover or like super girly girl. And, and this list, I will admit, is very long. So I'm going to give you the highlights, but we'll post online everything.
Perfect.
And all the links.
Got it.
That sounds good to
me. But I found this super cute little mirror compact that when it opens up, it says you're perfect. I thought that's cute.
Affirmation.
Yeah, just a little compliment throughout your day.
So you don't even need to put the makeup on. You just close it back up.
Yeah, you're just like, I'm good.
I need to look.
Yeah. there's some fun pillowcases for makeup lovers. There's one actually that a friend got me that I love. That one side says taking naps. And then on the other side, it has like a girl asleep. And then on the other pillowcase, it says checking apps. And then it has the girl on her phone. It's cute and fun.
Okay.
Things that are in right now, the backpack purse is making a big comeback. So there's a ton of options there.
Mm. What are those? Are those, they look like actual backpacks and they strap
on? Yeah, it's a backpack, but they're a little bit trendier. And you wear it like a backpack, but it's essentially your purse.
Okay.
So I've been carrying
smaller
one for,
or
yeah,
leather.
Yeah,
like
leather,
that.
Cuter. They have a ton of different styles. So I've been carrying one for several months now.
Oh, I've seen it then, yeah.
Yeah. So you can do the backpack purse. And of course, the pom-pom keychains are super in.
What are those?
They're just little furry balls.
Exactly what it sounds like.
Yeah. It's literally a pom-pom, just like a little furry. Yeah.
What? You never know.
So right there.
I have a backpack purse with a pom-pom keychain on it.
Hold on 1 second. I bet you I am not the only one that was going, wait, I wonder what those
are. What's a pom-pom?
No. Well, it could be something different.
What is this language you speak? Pom-pom.
new cars are in right now. Okay, what's that? It's a new car, JC.
First of all, again, Mr. What is bigger, the world or the universe?
What? We still don't know.
Pom pom.
We do. We know. It's been confirmed.
Yeah.
So then you can do like customizable or personalized, and these are funny. So I have some really thoughtful ones and some funny ones.
Mm-hmm.
I've received a koozie before that was customized that says Beer Me on it with my name. So you can do like monogrammed initials, stuff like that. And then have you seen those Saint candles, those tall ones that are?
Yeah.
There's a place on Etsy that you can saint yourself. And I think it would be funny to get them as the face on the candle.
I saw the Britney Spears one. Mm-hmm. Somebody
or
sent me the link to that.
You could totally, like I might do for my family, just put my face on it and then pass it out for everyone in my family.
Okay.
It's lit.
Yeah.
And then there's these fun books. They're like What I Love About Us books. And so it has, I think I've actually given one to Kelly before. But I think they're great. They're a bunch of different kinds. There's What I Love About Mom. There's What I Love About My Best Friend. And then there's some that are a little bit more vague. And they... you fill them out as you go. So, like, my favorite memory with you, or you can, you know, fill in inside jokes. So those are cool.
Something you actually got to work on.
Yeah, you have to put a little bit of thought into
it. Gotcha.
There's a company called All the Wire where you can do customizable jewelry. Or another tip is if, like, you, and this is my only one that could maybe go for a guy, But if you got your husband or boyfriend like a watch a year before, you could steal his watch or just take his favorite watch and get it engraved. Or a ring for a girl.
But since you don't have a man, that's not an option for
right,
you.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Way
yeah.
yeah. to rub it
but
in.
But I could take my mom's watch and put something nice engraved on that.
I'm so excited. I'm just going to say this because I don't think she's listening. Hopefully not. She only has a 3-minute drive to work. But I got my best girlfriend, you know, my baby Jay, customized denim jacket. I got her one with her nickname on it.
That's cute.
Oh, that's cool.
I think customizing something for a best girlfriend, especially when you've had, if you've ever had a friend compliment something you have, it is so cool to customize stuff. Because I love having stuff other people don't have, and that's a way to give someone a gift that no one else has.
Exactly. Right.
Girls love that.
I
so
love customizing
a denim
gifts.
Jacket. You can, like, they make so many patches these days, so you don't have to do it the way I did it, but, like, throw a patch on. Mm-hmm. You know, I just,
there
I love
so
that.
There are so many sites that have fun patches where you can create, like, literally create your own jacket. So I have a camo jacket that I've added patches to. So that's another fun gift
idea
for sure.
It's a good girlfriend gift, yeah.
Something else that's kind of thoughtful that you maybe wouldn't think of to give as a gift, you can send albums or songs, like purchase them on iTunes and have them gifted to someone. So if there's, you know, an album that you really like or a set of songs that you like, I think that's kind of a thoughtful gift.
Yeah.
So moving on to some funny things, there's a What Would Beyonce Do desk plaque.
Uh-huh.
Beer me socks, or if you can read this, send wine.
I
or
saw those.
Get me a glass of wine. Those are fun.
Guys like socks. I mean, that used to be a boring gift, but I feel like in this
coming,
day and age,
cool socks.
Socks have made a comeback. Like ones with crazy
socks.
Patterns. Yeah. So guys kind of like that.
Well,
thing
and guys
now.
Are. I feel like guys are using socks as an accessory more. I get probably one Snapchat a day of some guy. You know, one of my guy friends showing off his cool socks.
It's just weird they're not on his feet.
Yeah. If Rob Kardashian could have held on for like another year or two, he would probably
been
all right.
Yeah, he would
have
made it.
He would have
been okay. He needs to capitalize on this sock movement.
Yep.
And then, so for somebody that's like a big hostess or a homemaker, like I would consider Caroline just such a hostess, not me. They're a wine cork candle. So anytime you finish a bottle of wine, there's a cork that's a candle. So you stick it in the top of the wine bottle and you can light it. So it's kind of like using a decoration.
Wow, right. That's cool.
Mm-hmm. Those are pretty fun. Or just something like games, like Cards Against Humanity or the Speak Out game. Something that if you host people at your house a lot, you could get a lot of use out of that. And then this is one of my favorite sections. Things that you need but you didn't know you needed.
Like?
So there is this adorable leather tassel keychain, which... To clarify, it's a keychain with tassels.
Yeah, I know what a leather tassel is. I have one.
And it has a
thanks, Jesse. Yeah.
It has a secret charger in it. So you can hook it on your purse or your bag, and anytime you need a charger, it's in the tassel keychain.
When would you need a tassel and a charger? Oh, okay. I got you.
What?
I don't think you're understanding.
Keychain.
Thanks, Millie. Millie got your joke, huh? Millie Jackson got it.
All right, thank you.
Yeah.
The tassel is decor around the charger.
Ah.
So it's just a cute way to have a charger on you at all times.
I got you.
And then there's a Snapchat Polaroid instant camera. These are making a comeback, doing like the Polaroids. Me and my girlfriend did it at a winery a couple weekends ago and had so much fun like taking different pictures and then still obviously uploading them to Instagram. But that's a fun gift. Mm-hmm. And then like a portable charger again, or like a Bluetooth speaker. That's something that I like have always kind of wanted, but I never bought for myself. And my stepsister bought it for me a couple years ago, and I use it.
They're so cool.
Every other day,
my wife bought
me ready.
Bought me a Sonos last Christmas.
Whoa, that's so nice.
And it was really cool. And I was like, but it's just a speaker. But I use it every single day. I love it.
Yeah, I have mine's like a tiny like clip one that's portable, so I'll take it on road trips with me. And when we're getting ready in like a hotel or going out, I use it all the time. I would have never bought it for myself.
Good idea.
And then like a wireless charger. So you can just set your phone on it. Those are cool.
Yeah.
And then I know I've mentioned the Lumi Duo the other day. And Caroline mentioned the Lumi case in hers. It's just, you got to have it. So that's a great gift idea too. And then my final gift giving secret or tip is if you're really wanting to do something like super personal or something that your friend will guarantee love, check their Pinterest boards.
Oh,
so it's something that they've already been pinning things that they want or like or that they're into, and you can get them something that that's literally already on their wish list. So I like to poke around my friends' Pinterest and see like what they're interested in.
I think my wife's been pinning babies.
Well, it's the gift that keeps on giving.
Whoa.
So yeah, the entire list will be on Kid Nation.
Okay, perfect.
It has links. Some of them are like for specific items or some of them like a portable charger or something like that.
Yeah.
It's just linked to whatever, but you can check it all out. I'll repost it on my social media as well.
KidNation.com is where you go for that. Thank you, Elena.
You're welcome. Thank you. Gifts Thank that you. Slay.
Good ideas.
Get Gifts. It? Like slay.
Yeah,
like,
we Santa get it. Slay. I'll say that's a go right there.
Gosh, I'm clever.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.